Hey, welcome back to the Empathic Explorations podcast. I am your host, Nikki, and we are talking about relationships today, more specifically the intimate ones, or maybe the ones we have a stronger attachment to. Those are the ones we suffer the most from. And our life experience is filled with relating, how we relate, how we connect. So as always, this is a safe space. And maybe we'll get some insights. Maybe something strong will be revealed. And you, the one that is listening, you're the one that I came to meet. So we will see where the conversation takes us and see where this goes. So experiencing relationship can become very traumatic for a lot of us, especially the ones with the stronger attachment to them. I think that's really where we're going to focus our time today on the relationship, the intimate ones, the ones that we have stronger attachment to. This might look like being a mother, being a father, being a brother, being a sister. These relationships, being in a relationship with someone, a love relationship. I think all relationships should constitute coming from a place of love, but quite often, as I have observed, it does not have to come from a place of love. It can come from a place of need as well. So we'll explore all of this together as we walk together. This is a safe space once again. And take whatever resonates and just leave the rest for someone else. Being spiritual or spiritually awakened, that does not mean can't have relationships. I think at one point in my life, as I was surrendering to what is true within my heart, as I surrendered to that, these thoughts came up for me. Thoughts of, now that I am surrendering to the will of God, will I experience any sort of relationship? And I have been in relationships. I've been in a few, and they have all taught me more about myself, not the person I was in the relationship with, but more about myself. I think we focus so much on that other person. And that comes from our perspective. That comes from the place we're seeing from. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. But relating to someone or something does not take away from your beingness. You can be a mother and still go about doing things for yourself. It doesn't take away the label of being a mother, does not take away from being yourself. There are responsibility in the experience of being a mother, but it does not take away from you. And this is just one example. Having a title or being identified as a certain thing does not take away from you discovering who you are. This happens in your consciousness. So there is nothing wrong with relationships. Relationships are important in self-discovery, specifically the intimate one, because they bring up the deepest parts of us, the deepest part, what we feel. Our, maybe I can say our insecurities, all the things that are coming from a personal place, our perspective or what constitute a relationship is something I want to talk about. I want to look at, because I think here it's worth mentioning that many relationships are selfish or self-centered, if that makes sense, because we are seeking someone to do for us or to love us. It's an important noticing because it shows us where we are relating from. Is it from our being or from a personal sense or a personhood, if that makes sense? Are we seeking a relationship based on our status? Are we seeking a relationship based on how much money we have, where we live? It's all important, and it's a part of the conversation. The reality is that true love sets you free. True love is universal. It nurtures. It nourishes. Not in a selfish way. If we love from a personal place, you will have more challenges. If you love from the place of love, then I think that relationship is more successful. It's more successful. So in the topic of relationship, I don't want to bring that sense of fear. Destructive ways manifest if we don't take the risk in loving ourselves, not loving someone else, because you first have to love yourself before you can step into a relationship of trying to love someone else. Because here's the thing, if you don't know what love is, you don't know how to love. It would only make sense. But what I point you to is discovering the self and discovering that universal love within the self, not the person, not personhood, not the identity we take on, that unique divine sense of self that we have, that when we are very still, because the being can only be felt. The being cannot be seen. So that universal love, when you recognize it within, it manifests and it flourishes and it nourishes. And whoever you are around feels that, even if they might not admit it because of ego or arrogance, they will still feel that and see that. So what is coming through for me is, if you want love, then don't hide from yourself. I'm not talking about personhood. I'm talking about your true self, discovering who you are. The fragrance personhood is very arrogant, and in a certain way, it's very abusive. But when you recognize the love inside, that's what the face of love looks like. When you recognize that love, there is relevance in the lyrics that's coming up for me right now. Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. Many of us have been in a relationship that has left us very uncertain about love, not only in intimate relationships, but when dealing with family members. There are different relationships that we develop as we go through our day-to-day living experience. But I think what's relevant to these relationship is the attachment to the outcome is where we suffer the most with any relationship. The attachment to the outcome. We feel there's a lot of control in relationships too, because we feel like for a relationship to work, we must control it. And that's because of what we are feeling on the inside. That's the reason why I'm pointing you continuously back home to yourself. And that's why I said at the beginning of this pod that the relationships that I've been in have taught me a lot about myself. So I would say, use these experiences, use the experiences of the relationship, and it wasn't successful or it didn't last, to discover yourself and be with yourself. Some of us are traumatized from past relationship. That's what's coming up now. But I would offer you the chance to be in a relationship with yourself. I would offer you the chance to get to know your true self, because in doing this, you're not walking into any relationship blind. There is an awakening for yourself. And any room you enter with love. And that's beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing when you experience true love. You're exposed to the love that you are. So it becomes a perfume that goes with you wherever you go. And people feel that. Remember, I told you the beingness is not so much that you can see it, but it can be felt. And so that's why I said this love, this perfume of love, wherever you go, it goes with you and illuminates the room, lights up the room. And people feel it. They don't have to ask. They feel it. So relationships can be challenging depending on where you're looking from. If you're looking from a place that you want to be in a relationship because you want to be love, then I would point you in the direction of, if you want love, don't hide from yourself, because you are love. You are love. You are that divine love. You are created from divine love. And once we can experience our own divine love, and I have to say it like that, our own divine love, then that puts us in a better space to have better experience in our relationships. So this is a loaded topic, but I don't want to linger. I just wanted to share that with you as you have given me the space once again to be in your ears and to share with you. And I would say also, the one that I love, the one that I love is everywhere. The one that I love is everywhere. Thank you for listening. And thank you for watching.